What if we were inspired by them to treat our problems in the way that they treat their pain? What if we move towards the problem? Not try to analyse it, or think about it, or work it out, but accept it. It's a lovely idea in the Acceptance and Commitment Therapy book about acceptance. They say acceptance is good, but it's a bit passive. So they encourage you in an idea called willingness. It's a willingness to experience unpleasantness, moving towards it, welcoming it. I remember when I was at Vajracuta, or Dharmavastu as we called it later, and doing all those study leaders courses for order members, teachers training courses as well. Many order members suffered from a lack of confidence when it came to teaching. It happened time and time again. In the end, I realised it wasn't a difficulty for them, that it was a problem, that no amount of achievement and success made any difference to their lack of confidence. So when people used to say, oh, I suffer from lack of confidence, I say, oh, that's good, you've got a problem. And I meant it as being, isn't it good that we've got these problems, intractable, unsortable, painful problems. When I come on conventions, I have a good time and I have a bad time. The good time is seeing all my friends. The bad time is seeing all my friends. In that, they remind me of all my problems. I see a couple of people getting on really, really well. I happen to be sitting next to a room with Moksha Priya and Suvadra, and they're with each other all the time. They're obviously having a good time, and I'm thinking, here I am on my own. I haven't really got any friends. It happened the other day. They came in, and they were really having a good time together, and all my demons came out and said, oh, you're no good, you can't develop friendships, you know how you do. And I caught myself and I thought, wow, this is a problem. This is a real problem. And I thought, instead of going, oh, don't have that thought, go away, go away. I thought, let it in. Welcome it. Just be willing to have that and see what happens. Just curious about it. What's happening? You know, why am I doing this? Okay, I'm going to leave you with an image. Many years ago, when we used to have teachers training things and all that, there were different ways to end a talk. And one of them was to leave with an image. And very often, an older member would say, I'm going to leave you with an image. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to leave you with an image. I very nearly got a couple of people to enact it in front of you, but it would have meant going to Norwich and getting a monster's uniform, monster's outfit, and I couldn't be bothered in the end. So anyway, imagine that you're in a tug of war with a monster. You're there, the monster's over there, pulling you. And between you is a huge abyss. And he's trying to pull you into that abyss. And you're going, and then you're trying to pull him into the abyss, get rid of him, you know, get in that abyss. And it goes on for a long time, this tug of war. It goes on for days, weeks, months, years. Tug of war. Sometimes you get the upper hand and you pull the monster really near to the abyss and you think, oh, I've nearly done it, really done it. And then it gets, he pulls you back and then you're near the abyss and you're feeling horrible. But you don't fall in either. How many people have got a problem that's been going on for a long time? Put your hand up. Thought so. It's great, isn't it? Einstein once said that insanity was doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So why don't you just drop the rope? What would happen then if you dropped the rope? You probably fall over and scuff your elbows. Then you get up. And then the monster's still there. But you're still there as well. But you're no longer engaged in that struggle. And who knows, once you've stopped pulling on the rope, maybe the monster will get bored with you and go away. But maybe he won't. The trouble is that the monster seems to be a mind reader. And if you drop the rope, if you stop struggling, thinking, oh, if I ignore him, he'll go away. It's just another method to get rid of the monster. And accepting really is accepting. So it's best not to expect an outcome, but to drop the rope and let the monster be there. And maybe it will go away eventually. Maybe it won't. Maybe you've got the monster for life. But at least you won't have to struggle with him.